Having already been to the moon, it probably is clearly within our time frame, because the basic technology that one needs, primarily improved rocket technology over what we have today, is something that we already know what to do. We know exactly what we would need to do. We would update and modernize the technology we had before, the Saturn V type technology. You might call it Saturn VI, and you might go to recoverable stages as well, but still, you know, it'd be a very focused effort. With Apollo, we had to do a lot of parallel design engineering, because we just weren't quite sure what was going to work best for a particular part of that mission. But now we know, and we've been there. And so I think still thinking in terms of a time frame of 10 years to be ready to go back and actually to be there is a reasonable thing to do, to go back to the moon. The technology for extracting this resource on the moon is also something we know a great deal about. It is it's a mining technology of what we call bulk tonnage mining. It's going on Earth all the time. The primary difference is that we need to automate as much of it as we possibly can. I don't think we'll ever get rid of the need to have a small group of people operating each of these processing machines that we put on the moon, if only for just reliability, make sure that they continue to operate. But still, we need to significantly reduce the number of people over what normally is used in mining here on Earth. And I think we can do that, because the incentives for automating mining have not really been very strong throughout most of the world and throughout most of our history, because it has been important to employ people. In mining, that's been an employment factor, and people have made, from a cost point of view, it's been cheaper to employ people than it has been to get very sophisticated automation going. Now there have been some changes in that. The large tonnage mining of open pit copper and gold deposits is increasingly automated, and increasingly use fewer and fewer people. But still, that pressure for automation hasn't been there. So that is, I think, the big engineering challenge of actually working on the moon. The other challenges are pretty straightforward. The technology base is very strong for habitats in space. I think we'll use inflatable structures much more than what is now used on the International Space Station. But again, those are really engineering concepts that are pretty clear, and I think we could go forward with very fast. The biggest issue, though, is getting launch costs down. If you want to run a business model of what the Saturn V would, if we had them today, as we had them in the 1960s and 70s, what the marginal cost for a kilogram to the moon would be, fully burdened by, as we say, by cost of money, which private sector has to worry about, governments unfortunately sometimes don't. That would be about $70,000 U.S. dollars a kilogram. We need to get that down to $2,000 a kilogram, about a factor of 30, 35. Now, I think we can do that. There are a whole bunch of reasons why I think that, and I'll just give you one. Number one on the list is long-term production contracts. We didn't have those for Apollo. It was one lot, you bought it, and that was all you got. But if you get long-term production contracts for sustained operations on the moon, and indeed settlement on the moon, then that price is going to come down significantly. Plus, there are a lot of other things that we can do to modernize and lower costs. So.
Your lunch is here.
Let's do it.
I'll let you go eat it. We'll be back in 10. We'll be talking about Mars. I think I have some questions. Thanks a lot.